Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the world. Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening to you all around the world. This is Reverend Essie of New Birth Ministries Church Online, wishing you victory, Yeshua, love, joy, peace, wit, wealth, success, patience, virtue, good health, money, mercy, grace, support, ruach, wisdom, positivity, abundance, prosperity, greatness, and Yahweh. Church online every Sunday at 10 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. As for those who cannot attend the usual brick-and-mortar service at the time, for various reasons, such as sick and shut-in, transportation troubles, and so forth, know that we're praying for you and that God would send you favor quickly. Also remember, troubles don't last always, my friend. You have the victory. Amen.
We thank you for loving us and taking care of us, taking care of our households, our finances, our health, our minds, our hearts, our wills, souls, and spirits, and our emotions. Thank you for giving us courage whenever we need courage, healing us whenever we need healed, talking to us whenever we need someone to talk to. We cannot trust anybody here like we can trust you, and for that we are thankful. I pray right now for all the prayer requests that we received, and we give them all to you. You know all the names. You know all the situations. You know what they need. Father God, I will be preaching on the forgotten jewel today and cause someone somewhere to get a message out of this and know that you love them and there is nothing by any means that can separate them from you. You will always be there for them. Jesus, thank you for dying on a cross for each and every one of us. And cause us to tell the whole world about you. As I heard someone say on TV, the Christian station, they said, let's make Jesus famous. Amen. And that's what we want to do, Lord. We love you so much. We want other people to understand you and have you as their Savior as well. We want to all be joyful in heaven on that one fine day when you return for us. Holy Spirit, use me, and I thank you for the opportunity to be used by you, Lord. I am honored. Here I am, God. I am your servant. Here I am. Bless everyone that's listening to this. Bless their households. And thank God that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood. In your holy name, amen.
I hope that everything's going fine with you, and I hope you're blessed, realize that as long as you believe in Jesus Christ and you're serving the Lord with all your heart, that you're, no matter what your outside circumstances look like, you're blessed. Amen. God is good. Yes, we make mistakes, but that doesn't mean we're not blessed. Hallelujah. You learn by trial and error. Amen. Whatever you do wrong, don't worry about it. God will correct you as long as you allow him to correct you. And once he corrects you, you just do things the proper way. Amen. That's how I learn. Amen. I'd like to speak to you today about something that just hit me. Just hit me. A little personal. But I would like to bring in some scripture on this, if you don't mind. I like gold, and there's a couple necklaces that I wear, and I happened to pull out one that my children gave me years ago. My daughter's 27, my son is 23, and I put this necklace on, and it says number one mom. It has the pound sign on it, the number sign. Number one mom, and it's gold, real gold. And it has a pink little heart on it, a pink jewel on it. And I've been wearing it a lot lately. I've been wearing this necklace for the last maybe on and off for about 6 to 8 months. Just felt like wearing it. My kids are older now. They're on their own. You know, I raised them, thank God. We had our good times and learned from our bad times and Scott family still standing strong. Through all that, we're still standing strong. Amen. Through all the laughter that we've had and all the tears on our pillows, we're still standing strong. So I just happened to sit on my couch today. And the sun comes through my window around evening time because I'm on the west side of the building, and I catch the sun going down all the time. I like to open up my curtains and lay on the bed and just watch the sun go down and pray. That's my praying time. I see why Daniel did it now, why Daniel went to the window 3 times a day to pray. Oh, my goodness, it's so peaceful. It is so peaceful, you ought to try it. Okay, the sun's going down. I lay across the bed and the sun comes through on my legs and my feet and it feels so warm and good. Anyway, I'm sitting on a couch and I happen to grab my little mirror. I was messing around with my face, and I happened to see that necklace, number one mom, okay? And it's a little pink stone on there, little pink heart stone. And, you know, I knew it was gold, but I really, hate to admit it, but really didn't pay enough attention to it. You know, moms and dads get so many gifts sometimes. You know, we have to be very careful that we take them lightly, that we don't take them lightly. Okay, and I'm laying on a couch years later. I think I've had this, oh my, I want to say my daughter's 27, and I got this when she was about 12. Yeah, she was about 12, and my son, not seven, around that age. They're 5 years apart. And so I happened to sit on the couch and look, and the sun hit this little heart. Now, I already knew it was gold, solid gold, pretty. It's like soft yellow, the soft yellow gold. It's beautiful. And the sun hit that diamond, that little heart, and I thought it was just like a little pink stone, you know? And I'm looking in the mirror, and I said, I began to see, wait, hold up, I began to see red, orange, blue, yellow. And I said, wait a minute. That's just not any kind of typical stone. That's a shame after all these years, right? That's not a typical stone. I said, you know, that's a diamond. It's a pink diamond. Never, I hate to admit this, I never took out the time to notice that all the time I owned solid gold with a beautiful pink diamond in the middle of it. And that thing started to shine. I saw all the colors of the rainbow. And, you know, you got to be careful because crystal shines like that too. But this is real. Crystal can't shine little speckles and sparks like this one does. This one sparks like the stars in the sky. And, you know, I humbled myself, and I realized that I haven't been as appreciative of this Mother's Day gift as I should have been. You know, our children show us love in different ways, various ways. And sometimes we pay more attention to the holiday than we do to the heart. And we have to stop doing that. We have to start listening to the hearts of our loved ones. And I thought about when Jesus spoke in the Bible, and he was telling us things about the kingdom of heaven is like. And it reminded me of when he said the kingdom of heaven is like. You know, we can have the kingdom of heaven. We can have heaven around us and not even take out the time to recognize it, to stop and smell the roses, or to some of you, like me, to stop and smell the coffee, okay? Sometimes, you know, we spend so much time crying and complaining about our problems that we don't see the beauty that God has placed before us, like the pink diamond heart that is set into beautiful, I believe it's 24 karat gold. Beautiful. This is soft, solid, soft gold. There's no steel, what do you call metal? There's no metal in this whatsoever. I can bend it. It's so beautiful. We don't take our time to notice what we have. This happens to a lot of relationships, too. They don't take our time to notice what they have. And it's a shame to admit it, but a lot of people in relationships don't realize what they have until somebody else wants it. And once somebody else wants what they have, and then all of a sudden they get jealous and they want to fight for it, while you should have acted like you wanted it while you had it, and somebody else wouldn't have wanted to try to do better than you, right? Amen. So sometimes we could have something so beautiful, something so real. It's not fake. It's not phony. It's real. It's a diamond. It's a gem in your life. It's beautiful, made by the hands of God, buffed by man maybe, but made by the hands of God. And Jesus said, I'll read a couple. There's a few, so many good ones. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus said, I'll start out with this one. Hear ye therefore, I'll start with verse 18, Matthew 13, 18. He said, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that receives seed into stony places, the same as he that hears the word, and anon with joy receives it. Yet he is not root in himself, but endures for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he's offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands the word, which also bears fruit and bears forth some 100, some 60, some 30. And this happens to us. Sometimes we hear the love coming to our hearts, and we receive the love coming into our hearts. But, you know, your children give you gifts. And you say, oh, baby, that's cute. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Mommy loves you. And then you put the gift in a drawer, and the cares of the world come to you. You begin to worry about mortgage or rent or bills or auto damage. You begin to worry about, you know, gas, electric, water, cell phone. You know, you begin to worry about life insurance, clothes, food. You begin to be concerned about so many things. Months go by, years go by, and meanwhile, while all this is going on, and you're getting different reports from your doctor, you might be gaining weight, you might be getting arthritis and different things, dermatitis and diabetes, and different things are coming into your life, and your hair's thinning out, and you're chewing your nails, and you're trying not to worry, and maybe you're puffing on those cigarettes a little bit harder, and maybe you're drinking, and you're trying everything you can, pills, medicine, you're trying everything you can to make the situations in your life all right. But yet none of them work. And meanwhile, while we are focusing on these things, on these cares of the world, that diamond, that gem that your child gave you still sits in that drawer. It still sits in the drawer. Your children get older. Your house gets older. Your car gets older. Life goes on. And while you're complaining about having nothing, and while we seem to always complain about not having enough, I don't have enough of this, and I don't have enough of that. And little do you realize, in that drawer, or in that jewelry box, is the gem that you needed to make you smile. The love of your child coming through that gift that they gave you. You pull it out, finally, after all those years of tears on your pillow, sometimes feeling lonely, feeling like no one is on your side, feeling like you're doing it all by yourself, whether you're married or not. And then one day, the Lord has you sit down, and you pull that thing out of the drawer, or out of the jewelry box, wherever it's at, and you look at it, and it sparkles in your eye. It just sparkles like the stars in the sky. And after you've gone through so much hell in your life, pardon my expression, but I meant it that way. I meant the word hell. After you've gone through so much hell in your life, you look at that shiny, sparkly thing, and you realize that God loves you. You had it all along. You had something to make you smile all along. You had something worthwhile all along, but you set it aside and didn't use it. You became a collector. This is where we find out that we have become collectors of things. Collectors. We put things aside, the things that might make us happy. You wear that thing every day? And if you were to wear it every day to remind you of the love of your children instead of setting it aside or putting it in a drawer, you might have felt a little better about yourself. It might have brought some joy to you. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't get into divination and crystals and stones and all that kind of stuff, but God gave it to us for a reason. God gave us these beautiful, beautiful gifts to edify, uplift, and encourage. Maybe a gold cross, silver. People like silver as well, you know? Something that you've set aside that could have made you smile every day and edified and encouraged and uplift you. Uplifted. Those things, whatever they were, you set them aside and you hid them from yourself. And this is what we do, and this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. So many of us have the ability to live, to bring heaven to us. You have the ability. Now listen, I know people argue over that, but here I'm going to end the argument by saying this. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is part of a triune God that we believe in, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Abba, Yeshua, Ruach HaKodesh, triune God. If you have the Spirit of God in you, then you have heaven in you. Do you not? When you have the Spirit of God within yourself, remember, I always say, you're the new ark. God no longer rides in gold-covered wood with the mercy seat and everything on it. You are the new ark. God rides in you. Therefore, you have heaven in within you, which means your faith should be so strong that doubt and unbelief runs when they see you coming. This is what should have been happening to you all these years. The bills you were concerned about, they should have been paid. Your faith should have got them paid. Unbelief and doubt. Doubt and unbelief are murderers. And because you refused to let that piece of heaven shine in your eyes as a memory, because you refuse to read the word, you refuse to look out the window and pray to the Lord and talk to God, because you refuse to go to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, sometimes more than once a day, while you set that beautiful thing aside, life was eating you up. Isn't that how it goes with us as human beings? We set the beauty aside. We try to handle the things in life by ourselves. And you know what? That is mistake number one. That is the greatest mistake we can make, is to try to handle things by ourselves. And meanwhile, the kingdom of heaven was there all along. The roots came along and ate it up. The worries of the world came along and ate it up. All right, the grass and the thorns began to grow and choke the word out of us. And then we wonder, wow, years go by, 20, 30 years go by, maybe 40 for some of us, and you sit back and go, wow, my God, where did the days go? Where did the days go? Wait a minute. In fact, what have I been doing for these last 20, 30, 40 years? What do I have to show for it? You had the kingdom of heaven within you. And then Jesus goes on and tells us in verse 31, he said, another parable put he forth unto them, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. He sowed it away, put it away. He sowed this little teeny grain in his field. Now, you think that nothing would come out of that, and yeah, it's a little teeny seed. Oh, that's going to take forever to grow. Eh, I'm not going to pay no attention to that for about 15, 20 years. That thing, it's going to take a long time. Verse 32, he says, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, when that seed finally grows, it's the greatest among herbs, and it becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And he said that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is real teeny. It doesn't burst your eardrums out. It doesn't pop your eyes open real wide. It doesn't hit you over the head. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed which was sown into a field. You have the kingdom of heaven sown into your heart. Find the beautiful things in life. Concentrate. While you have the kingdom of heaven in your life, concentrate on the beautiful things and let them grow. That's what grows within you. Philippians 4 says, Philippians 4, 8 tells us what to think about. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true. See, we believe the lies of the world. We listen to gossip and people talking about each other and lies on the news and TV, the media. And God says, whatever is true, whatever things are honest, you know you are who you hang around. If you're hanging around bad people, you can't expect to stay good. Hang around honest, humble people. Live your life that way. And it goes, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to concentrate on the kingdom of heaven that has been planted within us. And the best way to do that is to read his word. Read God's word. Study God's word. See, he's talking here about visible results of an invisible kingdom. Wow. Visible results in your life of an invisible kingdom. This is what we're asking for manifestation of God's blessings in our lives. Amen? Visible results of an invisible kingdom. And then he goes on to say in verse 33, another parable spoke he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. We're talking about the conversion of Gentiles. The kingdom of heaven is sown into the world. The gospel of God is universal. And when you sow it, just like the mustard seed, it grows. And then after it grows, just like the mustard seed became a tree. And what did it say? It says, all the birds of the air came and lodged in the branches thereof. When you sow the word of God into your heart, then other people will come to you and lodge in your branches. They'll live there. They'll dwell there. They will eat there, spiritually be fed there. Sometimes physically be fed, depends on what kind of person you are, what kind of ministry God has given you. You will minister to other people. And as I was telling you about the necklace, it sat and sat and sat for years, just for the sake of me saying that I had it. And when I finally realized, when I finally got the visible result of a somewhat invisible gem, then I realized that I've been blessed all along. And you want to know something? That's not the only thing that I've been blessed with. There are so many blessings that God has given us in our lives that we overlook. So what I'm telling you today is, and if you want to, I guess you can go into your jewelry boxes or your drawers or whatever, you know, maybe your pictures or whatever you have, letters, whatever you have, email, okay, whatever you have. Think on those things. Whatever is lovely, just, pure, of good virtue, honest, good report, and true. Think on those things. Life is really getting strange down here on earth. Do not concentrate on the bad things. Think on the good things. As a man thinketh, so is he. That's scripture. Whatever you focus on amplifies in your life, magnifies in your life. Focus on the positive. I always tell people, and I'll end it like this, I always tell people, hang around people. This is your math test here, your math class. Hang around people that add and multiply to and in your life, and get rid of the people, run from the people that subtract and divide. Amen. And that's my word for today. Look around your life, different various areas of your life. Look around your life and find the beautiful things that maybe you've forgotten about. All right. Reverend Essie signing off. Thanks for listening, and God bless you. Thank you.
know.